Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever dreamed of one day owning your own business, but just don't know where to begin? Then you've tuned into the right show. On All Things Franchising, you will hear from top national franchisers, successful franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, and others who support this fast-growing business model. So grab a cup of coffee and pen and notepad, because you will want to capture the invaluable information you hear on today's show. And now, here is your host, Linda Ballesteros.
Hey folks, welcome to All Things Franchising. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm always honored when people take time out of their busy day to spend it with me. So I appreciate you being here. So today, it's all about smoothies. It's all about healthy drinks. I just read an article recently that said that the smoothie market is to reach $17 billion by 2014. And I thought, what the heck? Why would there be such a growth in that market? Well, it's becoming more and more popular because it's a very healthy choice. It's an on-the-go kind of choice. So someone that is out and about, and I do a lot of networking, and it's a great grab-and-go kind of nutritious drink. A lot of people also are interested in cleansing. So to have great options, really good options for juices when you're cleansing, you just can't always take your juicer and put it in the back seat of your car when you're out networking. So it's great to have a place that you can either swing by or, I don't know, maybe even invite a truck to the office on a Friday and tell all of the employees, hey, guess what we've got today? No, it's not the taco truck. It's a smoothie truck. So today, my guest is Lori Winham, and she's with Smart Drinks. Lori is the franchise development manager of Smart Drinks. Smart Drinks offers healthy smoothies and juices, as well as a one-stop shop, so to speak, for nutritional and workout and weight loss products. You know, it's great to be able to go to one place and have somebody help you through that, because we can all go down to the grocery store or Walmart and pick something off of the shelf, but it's great to have someone educated that can kind of guide us through that. So help me in welcoming Lori Winham. Lori, welcome to the show.
Hey, Linda. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So the smoothie industry seems to be like on an upswing. It sounds like it's really catching on here. Tell me a little bit about Smart Drinks and how it got started.
Well, Smart Drinks was started by Charles and Martha Levinson. And, Charles had built some really successful businesses, but Martha's the mom, right? She's got four kids, and she cooks every day. She's a really, really good cook. And she just always thought, hey, what about smoothies? You know, that's fresh food. It's good food. And she kind of pushed Charles to be like, you know, let's look at that. Let's look at doing something with smoothies. So about 2003, they started doing, concessions, selling smoothies at, NRG Stadium in downtown Houston. And ran about 15 concessions there running the smoothies and stuff. And that's where they started.
Wow. Wow. What a great place to start and get the exposure. That's amazing. So who came up with the recipes? Because it sounds like there's some really great blends.
They did. They sat down in their kitchen with their kids and their kids' friends and tested things out.
Wow.
You know, what tastes good, what doesn't taste good. Because, you know, kids aren't going to lie to you. They're going to tell you if they don't like something. So that's how they taste tested and came up with the recipes for our smart drinks and our fresh fruit smoothies.
Wow. And it is a great option when you've got kids, because you're, like I said earlier, you know, when you're out and about, kids are, you're taking the kids to the soccer field, you're taking them here, you're taking them there. It's great to be able to have a good, healthy option for them either before or after the game. So I'm going to put you on the spot here, Lori. What's your favorite blend? What's your favorite one?
My favorite one is the mango peach. I just like that taste. So I love stone fruits, and to me that one just tastes extra juicy.
Yeah, yeah. So where did they get their produce? Where did their products come from?
They get everything locally. They buy everything locally and fresh. So there's no, having to get from some big, centralized shipped in box stores. They're picking up their strawberries, here locally. They're running into the HEB to get milk. They're getting everything just like you would at home.
And when you're talking about picking up fruit, these drinks are made with real fruit. They're not artificial flavored smoothies, right?
No. Everything is fresh fruit. If you taste strawberry in your strawberry banana smoothie, that's because there's strawberries in it, not because there's extra flavor powders or extra sweet, syrups and things like that. It's because there's strawberries in it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how did you get involved with Smart Drinks? What drew you to it?
It was all just a matter of timing. I've been in franchising for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
17 years.
Oh, wow.
And a friend of mine was working with Charles a little bit on some of his marketing efforts and getting things started, because we are an emerging brand. Mm-hmm. And it was time for him to, she told me it was time for him to bring on someone that could work with him consistently. And, we made a good fit. So mm-hmm. Here I am. I started working with him September of 2018.
Wow. And Lori, as their franchise development manager, how do you help them to expand their brand?
I do things like talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of try to manage our digital presence without being too overpowering. I also, kind of follow up on if we talk to somebody at a franchise expo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that calls. They meet me at the expo, and I'm the one that calls them.
Awesome.
I try to keep it very personal so people know who it is they're talking to. I talk with the brokers so that if they send a prospect over to us, that they can say, no, you're going to talk to Lori, and this mm-hmm. is how she's, she's going to be honest with you, and this is who you're talking to.
And that's good to hear, because as a franchise broker myself, it is, you want to make sure that when you turn your client over to a franchisor, that they're going to be taken good care of, that they're going to be in good hands. And that's really important, because the relationship between you and the client starts with me. And I just want to kind of take care of them, so to speak. They become one of my peeps. And because it's important to feel like you're doing the right thing for them. This is a big decision in people's lives. So when you're talking to someone and it is a big decision, it could be that they're taking a savings and investing it in this. How do you present the franchisee responsibilities and what it's going to look like for them when they become a franchisee for Smart Drinks? How do you guide them through that, Lori?
Usually they really get to see that, in person when they come for a discovery day.
Sure.
Because they'll come to Houston, and we'll take them to, like, particularly if they're looking for the, most of the time people are looking at the mobile units right now. Mm-hmm. We can talk about the two options, but what the most interest at this point in time is our smoothie food trucks. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we would take them to see, you know, what the process is at stop one, and then we'll follow the truck to stop two so that they can see what's happening there. They will come to our office where they see how we load up the trucks with enough things to last the day, you know, how we load the ice, so they can see all of that in person. And that's, you know, how we really try to show them. It's a fairly simple business model, so mm-hmm. there's not a whole lot to see. Of course, you can't really show somebody during the discovery process, this is how we go market. You know, this is
right.
how we, you know, go and approach. But I try to make that clear when I'm having those discussions that it's, you know, the sales part isn't difficult, but you need to do it, and you're going to have to do it no matter what concept you look at.
That's exactly right. And that's one of the things that I try to make really clear when I work with clients is just because you have decided to join a particular brand, that doesn't mean that you don't have a responsibility in getting business yourself. So when your franchisees are getting new business, you talk about stops. How does that
mm-hmm.
work? How do they build a business when they have a mobile vehicle?
One stop at a time.
Good answer.
It's not run like an ice cream truck. You know, we're not, you know, rolling through neighborhoods with a catchy tune playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
We try to set them up with corporate clients. And yeah. other things we have to do, you know, over the last couple of weeks, we've done special events with a large local bank and a local healthcare facility. And so then I will follow up. It was really successful when we were there yesterday. You know, you had twice as many employees want smoothies as you thought. Would it be okay if we came by on a regular basis?
Okay.
And that's how you start to, you know, build up those clients, is to, you know, work with them because, you know, the organization paid for their employees' smoothies, but they say, you know, the employees are happy to pay for their own. The price point's
mm-hmm.
not high.
Mm-hmm.
The price range on a smoothie goes between, $5.25 and $8.50,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you want a great big 32-ounce one.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yeah.
So and then we just kind of build it up here in Houston because of Charles's network that he came into his business with. He had come from the automotive industry,
mm-hmm.
so he used his network contacts, and now we do stops at car dealerships. You know, all those ones that
oh.
are along the highways in and out of the city.
Love it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we know, you know, Monday we're doing one highway, Tuesday another one. But that's not to say that, you know, you can't use your own network to build up your own in an area that you would be in.
Right, right. Now, of course, in Houston, and we were talking about back in the green room before the show started, that here I am whining because it's 40 degrees here. And so as far as the season, you know, it being a seasonal business, in Texas, it's probably not as seasonal, but do you still see it more of a seasonal kind of business?
In this area, you know, I would say in the South, not necessarily.
Right.
I wasn't aware that there are runs. There are runs all year long. There are 5Ks and that sort of thing.
Yep.
The cycling community, all year long. The middle of November, I had one weekend in November that I had to turn down events because all of my trucks were booked.
Wow.
Because we also do coffee drinks and hot chocolate.
Nice.
So, yeah. Yeah. So that, you know, particularly during, like, during the holidays, you know, that being able to say there's hot cocoa made with real milk, that's kind of a, you know, kind of a specialty in there. So there are those warm things. So, you know, I would think, you know, if you were in an area in the winter where you had a lot of, you know, hockey, you know, daytime hockey things, hockey moms are up so early in the morning driving those kids to the rink to play and to practice. You know, they absolutely, you know, you could do a stop and do that. And those kids are, they're going to be hungry too, you know, when they're rolling off and hauling off and on the ice, you know.
Yeah. And for them to have a healthy option that is right there, it's a to-go kind of nutritious drink that it's hard to find something like that, Lori.
Right.
I don't
right.
even
you know,
think
kids
that,
are gonna, if they, yeah, if a yeah. kid sees something, they're going to be like, hey, I want one. Mom, can we get this? And it doesn't matter what it's going to be. But a mom
That's
can
correct.
Feel good about, yes, I will get you a smoothie because it's going to be good for you and it's going to fill you up and you're not having, you know, junk food.
Sure. Absolutely. So when you are looking for new franchisees, what are you looking for? Are you looking for someone that is educated already in nutrition? Because I know that you do offer a line of nutritional supplement products. So
supplements and vitamins we do at the stores.
Okay.
And we've partnered with Blue Bonnet Nutrition. They're out of Sugar Land here just outside of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And they are an award-winning brand. And we've partnered with them because, you know, Charles knows them because we've been able to see their facility. They, too, do not have fillers, et cetera, and things like that in their products.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, anyone that's – but we'll train you on that. And – you know, Blue Bonnet, all of, you know, those sorts of organizations, their people want their salespeople to be educated also. So there's a lot of tools available when it comes to selling those sorts of products.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not up to you to, like, do your own research and you know, I think this is what vitamin C does. No, we're going to, you know, talk to you about vitamin C and fat soluble and water soluble and all of that.
Sure.
That's part
of
the training and part of the operations manual.
Sure. And speaking of training, what is the training? What training does Smart Drinks offer new franchisees?
They'll come in and work. We have two corporate trucks running, and they'll come in and work with one of the trucks for a full week, 40 hours.
Okay.
And at that point, because what our menu's, you know, a couple of dozen things, right? That they will have a really good idea of how those things are there. They'll have copies of the recipes. And then the rest of it is just doing it. We can't train speed. So, you know, that's something that just comes for it. And then we'll go work with them for a couple of days to show them how to make the stops, how to approach those corporate clients, and work with them when it comes to that.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So I tell you what, Lori, I need to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, do you have a story of one of your franchisees that you could possibly share with our listeners?
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, folks, we're going to be right back with more from Lori on Smart Drinks after these commercial breaks.
Do you know a family fighting cancer? The Jest Foundation nonprofit was founded right here in Katy, Texas, by cancer survivor Michelle Perzan, whose vision is to assist those currently fighting by providing grants to help support family needs, whether spiritually, emotionally, or financially. Michelle and her family know all too well that there comes a time when the day-to-day needs we take for granted become impossible. Jest Foundation has been able to bless 100% of the applications submitted, and now they need your help. Find out more by going to jestfoundation.org.
House Talk Radio. Join Tony and Wendy Gambone on House Talk Radio, where they talk all things house. From tips on home repairs and remodeling to best practices on buying and selling a home, hiring contractors, home loans, and insurance, as well as decorating ideas and how to get the most bang for your buck. If you would like more information about House Talk Radio, go to housetalkradio.com.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. All Things Franchising is the radio show that you've been waiting for. Whether you're looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle by growing your business, allowing you to experience some of the fun things in life, or if you are looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come, Linda Ballesteros is your host on All Things Franchising, where she interviews franchise experts from around the world. We feature top franchisers, franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, as well as others who support this fast-growing business model. Go to our Facebook and Twitter pages to listen to past shows and join the conversations on All Things Franchising.
Hey folks, welcome back to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros. I'm your host today. And today we're talking about smoothies. Lori Winham is here from Smart Drinks. And as we were going to commercial, Lori, I asked you if you had possibly a story of one of your franchisees that you might be able to share with us.
Yeah, sure. I think I'd like to tell you about our newest franchisee. She took a Smart Drinks mobile unit to Austin, which that seems like, you know, no-brainer, right? Austin, right. That is the place to be with smoothies. Mm-hmm. But she was a teacher, a coach, a personal trainer, and was a single mom. And, you know, her personal training business was her own. She was her own boss, and she felt comfortable with that and wanted to expand on it. But she also wanted something with flexibility that she could get her son when he got off from school or take him to Taekwondo class. So she started with us, and she started running her truck the beginning of November. And she's very clever. She's very innovative. Thrilled to death that I put down that anything they put out in their digital marketing that the corporate office is able to use, because she does some amazing things on her Instagram and her Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And she seems to be doing really well.
That's awesome. So it like you said before, it really doesn't, you don't have to have a nutritional degree, certification. And it is a business model that is flexible so that, as like you were describing the story of the single mom, she needs to be home with her kids, but
right.
to be able to have something that helps her to support the kids is phenomenal. Let me ask you this. Do you offer multiple vehicles for the option of multiple vehicles for a franchisee?
You can buy as many vehicles as you want.
Okay.
Obviously, we're not going to tell you to take 6 trucks into small town America.
Right.
You know, some of them are going to end up sitting in your warehouse, or
right.
you're going to have to rotate them. But, yeah, we have a 3-pack offer, which I think, you know, as brokers, they, you know, kind of understand that if someone wants to be, you know, buy multiple units. And that can be any combination of the store and trucks. So someone might be interested in getting a store and then having 2 trucks to take the smoothies out into the community.
That is a great option to be able to do that, because it is, I think the brick and mortar is a great, I don't know, like a great go-to place, but to be able to get it out into the community, the vehicles are just a perfect way to do that.
It's great to be able to be part of the community. Whether you're part of, you know, we do a lot of fundraisers. We work with a lot of fundraisers where 10% of our sales will go back to whatever it is. This weekend, it's a local high school track and field program. And we'll be there at 6 a.m. when they all start rolling in. And they're doing their 5K and all of their events. And, you know, we'll be giving back to that high school's program.
And, Lori, I love companies that do have a give back feature in their business, because I think it's important for us as business owners to understand what helps us to grow our business is the community. So to be able to give back into the community is only the right thing to do from my mindset.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's great that you're showing your franchisees how to do that.
Exactly, and that it's okay. You know that you know that we're, you know, we like to say it's a, you know, mind, fitness, health. If it was me, I would think I would throw community in there too, because you become
definitely
part of it. You know.
Yeah, definitely. Lori, if somebody's listening and they're saying, "That sounds like what I want to do," where would they get more information, or how would they get in touch with you?
They can call me or they can email me. The phone number here is 281-373-1000. You can visit our website, smartdrinks.com. There's a button there that says franchise info. Just click that and follow through. Or you can email us at info@smartdrinks.com.
Lovely. Well, we're down to the final three questions. So the first question is, if there is someone listening who's considering purchasing a franchise, what would you suggest they do to prepare for this process?
I would recommend that they talk to franchisees of any sort that are in their local area. There are lots of franchise concepts, and there's probably, you know, many in their area. I would try to talk to those franchisees to see what their experience was, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because I think then it would help them prepare to answer the right questions, to know what kind of organization they wanted to work with, you know, which sorts of relationships, a franchisee-franchisor relationship, might work best for them, so that they could consider that in their during their discovery process.
You know, Lori, that's a really good idea. I had not heard anyone else say that. It's usually, you know, come talk to me sort of thing. But they have to do their research first. They have to know what's out there to better understand what's a good fit for them before they just dive into it, especially if they're coming out of corporate and they've never had a business before. This is a whole different ballgame.
Right. And they're, you know, they have to decide, you know, if they want a little more independence in what they're doing. Are they going to be with an organization that allows that, or an organization that is very, very stringent in their guidelines as to what you do?
Right.
So it might not even necessarily be, you know, the end business or brand itself, but what kind of organization do you want to, you know, for the next 10 or 15 years be working with?
Yeah. Very good. Very good suggestion there. Next question is, what are two traits that make a successful franchisee?
Well, I think everybody would probably say be able and willing to follow a process. Like, that's the point, right?
Right.
You're working with a brand to work their process. But I think you need to be a self-starter, because any franchisor is going to give you a set of tools. but it's how you use those tools and apply them to your local market, because you know your local market better than anybody else. And so you're going to have to learn to become an expert in using those tools that are given to you within your market.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really need to be a self-starter, and you need to know yourself and be willing to do the hard work.
And it is work. You know, I never sugarcoat that piece of it, because it is work. It's a business. It's starting a business. It takes a lot of
Absolutely.
Hours up front. But it's also important for them to know it's okay to raise the flag and get help from headquarters, home
Absolutely.
Office.
Absolutely.
That's what you guys are
That's
there for.
That's my favorite part of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
call me, tell me how I can help you.
And that's what they're buying into. But,
right.
You know, if they've never done this before, they may try to figure it out themselves. Well, if you've never done it before, then don't figure it out yourself.
Right. You don't have to. Wait a minute.
Right.
Right. And I've had, you know, new franchisees tell me, I don't know what I don't know. And so you have to be willing to just keep having those conversations. And maybe they are just conversations with your corporate office. But during that, and in that, you learn those things and building relationships with other franchisees within whatever system you join helps with that also.
Definitely, definitely does. So the last question is, what does franchising, what is the future of franchising look like? You know, you've been in it for quite a few years, so I'm sure you've seen some changes. That it is marketed, the way that it's presented. What do you see the future of it?
I think it looks pretty good. I mean, there are so many new concepts out there. And so I think if someone's looking for the stability of working, you know, with a brand, working within franchising, working within a team on their own, but they're looking for a new idea, they're going to be able to find it. And then the franchising community has so many suppliers that are bringing, you know, technology platforms that make finding resources, connecting with each other, doing your marketing, all of those things that are available to franchisees, that I think that it looks good. I think there's a lot of new support and some great ideas out there.
Yeah, very good. Are there any expos that are coming up that you'd like to invite our listeners to?
We are going to be at the Great American Franchise Expo at the Irving Convention Center just outside of Dallas, the 15th and 16th of February.
Great.
And we'll be at the expo at the Stafford Center, Sugarland, just outside of Houston, on the 22nd, 23rd. Is that the – yes, 22nd, 23rd. That's the Saturday.
Very good. Very good. Well, I may stop by your booth and say hello then, because I'll be there.
Awesome. Maybe we should have done this in person.
Oh, we should have done this in person. Doesn't mean that we still can't. We certainly can. So, again, would you tell everyone your contact information just in case somebody's interest is piqued by what you've talked about today?
Absolutely. Again, the number is 281-373-1000. Or go to smartdrinks.com and hit the contact us. It'll come to my inbox.
Lovely. Lori, thank you so much for being on the show today. I'm really excited to be able to meet you. And I want to taste one of those drinks, too, especially the mango and peach. That sounds like it's calling my name.
It is.
Thanks so much, Lori.
Thank you. And you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, you've heard, one of the reasons I love doing this show is because I love to be able to introduce you to different concepts. concepts that, as Lori had mentioned, they're an emerging brand. Now, that's a term that we use in the franchise industry, which just means they have less than 100 units. So it doesn't mean that they just started last week. And you can tell by listening to the experience that Lori has and how they have put this together, there's been a lot of thought in it. And there's a lot of research. There's a lot of development. And when they offer the training that goes with that, it's just a great partnership. And if you haven't already gone to their website, be sure to do that. It's Smart Drinks, that's plural, smartdrinks.com. You'll be able to see their vehicles. They are wrapped beautifully, absolutely gorgeous. So I'm leaving you with a quote today. That quote is, "You'll never change your life until you change something you do daily." So change something you do daily, and that's going to change the way your life looks. That's a John Maxwell quote right there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with me today, and I look forward to having you back next time.
Another great episode of All Things Franchising is now in the books. You can listen to past shows by following All Things Franchising on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure not to miss us next time when we bring you a brand new episode of All Things Franchising.